From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has brought to Denmark a proposal aimed at moving the UN climate talks in Copenhagen forward. They've been deadlocked, in part, over how to help poor countries cope with climate change. Clinton is pledging that the U.S. will join other rich countries in raising $100 billion in yearly climate financing for poor countries by 2020.
We expect this funding will come from a wide variety of sources, public and private, bilateral and multilateral, including alternative sources of finance. This will include a significant focus on forestry and adaptation.
Clinton says that the financing is contingent on world leaders reaching a broader climate agreement. The UN climate chief says talks will now focus on the adequacy of that target. Yemen's military is claiming a victory over al-Qaeda. The military has attacked suspected al-Qaeda hideouts and training camps in the country, killing 34 militants and arresting 17 others. Dale Gavlak reports.
The military used airstrikes and a ground operation both north and south of the capital, Sana'a. Yemeni authorities said the militants were planning to carry out multiple suicide attacks against foreign and local targets, with eight of them preparing explosive vests. But a security official said that several citizens were also among the dead. The resurgence of al-Qaeda in Yemen has raised concern throughout the Mideast. In 2000, al-Qaeda attacked the USS Cole off the port of Aden. Yemen, the ancestral homeland of Osama bin Laden, has cooperated with the U.S. in fighting terrorism, but it has struggled to confront Islamic extremists because of its weak central government. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Bank of America has chosen its next CEO. Scott Graff with member station WFAE has details from Charlotte, North Carolina.
The bank's board of directors picked Brian Moynihan to lead the company once Ken Lewis retires at the end of the year. Moynihan is 50. He joined Bank of America in 2004 when it acquired Fleet Boston. Moynihan currently serves as the head of the company's consumer and small business banking division. Lewis announced his retirement in September. The bank's board almost immediately went to work to try and find a replacement. But directors found the going tough, thanks in large part to government scrutiny that came with $45 billion in TARP money. Bank of America was reportedly turned down by several outside candidates before announcing Moynihan's hiring last night. Moynihan has been based in Boston but will move to Charlotte to work at bank headquarters. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Wall Street opened lower this morning following data from the government showing an unexpected increase in weekly claims for unemployment insurance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 63 points and NASDAQ is down 15. This is NPR News. Republicans in the Georgia House of Representatives are scheduled to nominate a speaker today. This vote comes as top members of the state's GOP have been accused of ethical scandals, including Governor Sonny Perdue. Georgia Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports.
In the past 2 weeks, it's been revealed Governor Perdue was audited by the IRS after he saved $100,000 from a retroactive tax break he signed into law. That tax break was authored by one of the leading candidates for speaker. Meanwhile, the current Georgia speaker is resigning at the end of this month after it was alleged by his ex-wife that he had an affair with a lobbyist. And the leading GOP candidate for the 2010 governor's race, Insurance Commissioner John Oxendine, was identified in court documents as accepting trips to Hollywood Oscar parties by a doctor who is being investigated by his office. None of the office holders have been charged or even fined. Yet with so many allegations looming, Georgia House Republicans say ethics will play a big role in whom they select as speaker. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
Vice President Joe Biden is due to join Governor Perdue in Dawsonville, Georgia, later this morning. He's traveling there to announce that the government is planning to provide stimulus grants and loans to improve broadband internet access in rural communities. Officials say the administration plans to award a total of $2 billion over the next 75 days. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has left a hospital in Milan. He'd been there since being attacked 4 days ago by a mentally ill man at a political rally. Berlusconi left the hospital with his face bandaged. His nose and two teeth were broken, and his face and lips were cut in the attack. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.